Now, the peeling sheds, we've known about the peeling sheds for many years. There's probably over 1,000 of them around Thailand, and the government and industry, with the assistance of large NGOs like the UN, International Labour Organization, have been out there trying to GPS locate where those little factories are. Sometimes they're not much bigger than a suburban house, so they're very difficult to locate. I think they've located something like 700. There's probably there's probably many more still out there to be located. Once they're located, they're either shut down or they go through some regulatory process where they're registered and inspected. But what was a big surprise that they were able to feed supply into the major export factories.
And what more, in your view, as somebody that represents Australian importers, could be done to stamp out these practices?
Well, already Thai Union has said that it won't accept any prawns from these so-called peeling sheds. One of the world's largest third-party certifiers, the Global Aquaculture Alliance, which has the best aquaculture practice standard, has changed, altered their standard so that that can't occur after the January 1st, and that will be audited by third-party auditors. Prior to this, product was allowed in from those peeling sheds that were registered and inspected, providing the factory had complete control over that. But we've decided now that that's too dangerous and that will cease completely, and everything will be brought in-house in those large export factories.
Is there any role that Australian importers can play in ensuring that these abhorrent practices aren't rewarded with supply contracts into lucrative markets like Australia and further afield into the US and Europe?
We've been working on remedial programs in Thailand for the best part of 10 years now, and I could talk for another week on the work that's been done up there by Australians and people from the rest of the world and on the progress that we've made. We've probably moved something like 300,000 or 400,000 people, mostly economic refugees from Myanmar and Cambodia and Laos, probably moved that many people into safe jobs in the last several years. The peeling sheds are one of the last pockets of this criminal activity, and it is criminal activity. It's not accepted in Thailand. It may be hidden, but it's certainly not accepted, because they've primarily been feeding the Thai domestic market. So you can imagine these are little buildings about the size of a house, feeding the Thai domestic market outside of our reach as a rule, and so it's hard for us to track them down. But we've been working on it for years, and the fact that that a newspaper was able to discover some of these peeling sheds is not a setback for the program. It's actually the program in work. It is the nature of reform that we identify these places and either bring them into the regulatory field or we shut them down.
Nonetheless, the fact that these practices are now again being highlighted into, I guess, the public arena, is that going to hurt you and Australian importers of prawns and imported seafood products?
Well, I mean, there's hardly a Christmas goes past where we don't hear some bad news about imported seafood. So I guess people have got it in their heads that already there's problems overseas. The problem for Australia is that we are utterly dependent on that region for our food. Not just seafood, but a whole range of food products. But certainly 75% of our seafood comes from that area. Now, that can't be replaced in Australia, certainly not in the short term, like in the next 50 years. We're at sustainable levels with our fish catches and our prawn catches. Aquaculture in Australia is still in its infancy. It'll be decades before it can build to that sort of level. So we're still reliant on that. So the issue for us is to get up there and fix these problems, which is what we're doing.
You seem to be a little cynical about the timing of this report.
Oh, there's been a regular campaign against imports for the last decade. These events probably happened months ago, and they're always saved up to the second week of December. So we saw Greenpeace came out with a report last week. This has come from America this week, and that's been the routine pre-Christmas for the last several years.
So what's your message from the Australian Importers Association to Australian consumers about the prawns that they are buying in this peak trading period leading up to Christmas?
Well, firstly, there's no food safety issues associated with this. All prawns are tested at the border, the Australian borders. Prawns are tested at the rate of 100%, not 5%, as some people suspect. Not all prawns, but cooked prawns, they're checked at the rate of 100%. Uncooked prawns are tested for viruses at the rate of 100%. which is a different range of testing. That's for quarantine. So there's massive inspection on these by laboratories before they arrive in the Australian market. That's done under Australian control. The second thing is, if you're concerned about slavery, the best thing you can do is support this industry, because as soon as we turn our back on it and disengage from it, then no one's going to fix it. We've made massive advances in fixing this problem, and it's the revenues from people buying prawns that feed back into this very, very important industry that employs over 1 million people. Now, if that industry was to crash, not only would we lose the food production and the rest of the world would lose that food production, but there's probably, you know, best part of 1 million people, innocent people, that are currently in safe jobs that would be thrown out of work. So that would be a massive retrograde step.
And how confident can Australian consumers be that the prawns that they're buying have not been processed subject to these appalling conditions described in the peeling houses in Thailand?
It's very unlikely. It's very unlikely. The prawns that they discovered from these peeling sheds were only went into a couple of factories. Those factories have said those prawns weren't processed for export sale. I don't know if that's completely true or not. I have to take their word for that. But I think the newspapers have been using one of the UN definitions, which means that if there's only one prawn out of 1,000 tonnes that came from an unregulated area, then you have to consider that entire 1,000 tonnes is contaminated by that. So I think they're depending on that. But I think it's very unlikely that those prawns would have made their way to Australia.
All right. Well, Norm, is there anything else that you'd like to say to your consumers and your importers that might be listening to these reports and just wondering how much control there is over the supply chains of products that are going into Australian supermarkets?
I think if people knew the extent of the controls that were in place, they would be very, very impressed. Now, sure, there are breaches, as it appears. We're onto it, we're fixing them, but I think people, as I say, will be very surprised to know the extent of the controls. They are very, very comprehensive.